KJAN Sports.
Time for Jack of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
On men's college hoops yesterday, Louisville put the finishing touches on the Final Four by rolling past Duke 85-63 to win the NCAA Midwest Regional. Russ Smith scored 23 points to lead the way, while Gorgui Jang had 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 block shots. Louisville managed to pull off the overwhelming win despite seeing teammate Kevin Ware suffer a gruesome broken leg in the first half. That injury occurred as Ware tried to contest a three-point shot, and the leg buckled when he landed, bending almost at a right angle between the ankle and the knee. Louisville coach Rick Pitino said after the game that the bone broke in two places and was protruding out of Ware's leg. Louisville spokesman Kenny Klein said hospital officials told the school that Ware was resting comfortably after 2 hours of surgery where they set the bone and also inserted a rod, and that the pain was under control. As the final seconds ticked down, Shane Bohannon put Ware's jersey on and stood at the end of the Louisville bench screaming. Cardinal fans were chanting Ware's name. The Cardinals earned their second straight trip to the Final Four, and they'll meet surprising Wichita State in the semifinals on Saturday. Earlier in the day, Michigan earned a trip to Atlanta next week by dominating Florida 79-59 to clinch the South Regional title. Nick Stauskas led the way to the Wolverines' seventh Final Four appearance with 22 points, including 6 3-pointers. Big Ten Player of the Year Trey Burke added 15 points, while Mitch McGarry chipped in with 11 points and 9 rebounds. The win moves Michigan into Saturday's national semifinal meeting against Syracuse. A Kentucky coach, John Calipari, says sophomore point guard Ryan Harrow is transferring to Georgia State. He wants to be closer with his family. Harrow averaged 9.3 points per game as a freshman at North Carolina State in the 2010-11 season before he transferred to Kentucky. He sat out the Wildcats' 2011 and 2012 national championship season, and he came back to average 9.9 points in 29 games, including 24 starts this season for Kentucky. Monique Reed hit two free throws with 2.6 seconds left to lift fifth-seeded Louisville to a stunning 82-81 upset of top-ranked national defending champion Baylor in the regional semifinals of the NCAA Women's Tournament. Odyssey Sims scored 29 points and hit a pair of free throws with 9.1 seconds left to give the Lady Bears their only lead of the game. Reed caught an inbounds pass near the baseline after that and went coast-to-coast before getting fouled by All-American Brittany Griner on her way to the basket. Griner, who was the dominant player in the game, was held, literally, without a basket in the first half and finished with 14 points and 10 rebounds as her college career came to an abrupt and unexpected end as she was roughed up miserably in that game. The Lady Bears had been practically invincible for the past 4 months, winning 32 straight games, mostly by double digits. That win earns the Cardinals a date with Tennessee in the regional finals. Kamiko Williams scored 15 points. Sierra Burdick had 13, and second-seeded Tennessee routed Oklahoma 74-50. 59 in the other semifinal match. Skylar Diggins scored 22 of her 27 points by halftime, becoming Notre Dame's career scoring leader as the top-seeded Fighting Irish beat Kansas 93-63 in the semifinals of the Norfolk region. Diggins rounded out her performance with 9 assists and 3 steals. That victory was the 29th in a row for Notre Dame and left the Irish one victory shy of a third consecutive trip to the Final Four. They've lost in the title game each of the last 2 years. In the other game, Trisha Liston scored 17 points and Duke shook off a slow start as they beat Nebraska 53-45. Game coming up tonight, a regional championship matchup has Kentucky facing off against Connecticut. In the NBA yesterday, it was New Orleans over Cleveland 112-92. Washington beat Toronto 109-92. Chicago edging Detroit 95-94. Miami got by San Antonio 88-86. And it was New York over Boston 108-89. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Houston Astros are winners in their first game as an American League team. Pinch hitter Rick Ankiel belted the first Major League homer of the season, a three-run blast, giving the Astros a 7-2 lead in the sixth inning of an 8-2 win over the Texas Rangers. Justin Maxwell had two hits, both of them triples, drove in two runs, and scored twice to help the Astros trounce their new arch rivals last night. Winning pitcher Bud Norris carried a shutout into the sixth inning and was charged with two runs and five hits over 5 2/3 innings. Eric Bedard notched a save with 3 1/3 innings of scoreless relief last night in the season opening game of the year. Plenty of Major League Baseball matchups today on opening day. As in the National League, the Cardinals will be on the road tonight. Adam Wainwright begins earning his newfound wealth. The right-hander will be on the mound in his third opening day start when the Cardinals face the remodeled Arizona Diamondbacks, who for the second year in a row will open up with Ian Kennedy on the bump. Wainwright's start comes 4 days after he agreed to a contract that guarantees him $109.5 million over the next six seasons. Last year, Wainwright was 14-13 with a .394 earned run average after missing all of the team's 2011 championship season because of elbow surgery. Kennedy, a 21-game winner in Arizona's National League West championship season of 2011, started slowly last year but finished strong, going 15-12 with a .402 ERA. Wainwright leads a St. Louis team that begins with some high expectations. The Cardinals fully expect to supply Wainwright and the rest of their pitching staff with plenty of run support. The Diamondbacks, meanwhile, have traded right fielder Justin Upton and added Martin Prado at third base. Three projected regulars, outfielders Adam Eaton, Cody Ross, and shortstop Willie Bloomquist, open on the disabled list. The Cards will start with third baseman David Freese and closer Jason Mott on the DL as well. Eaton, the speedy rookie center fielder, is out for 6 to 8 weeks with an arm injury. He was to be the leadoff batter in a lineup that wants to rely more on contact and speed than on home runs for Arizona. We'll have that game for you live here tonight on KJAN. Pregame getting underway at 7:45, and the first pitch is set for 9:10 this evening. Elsewhere in the National League today, Miami will play at Washington. That's a 12:05 start. Also in the noon hour, the Mets will host San Diego, and the Cubs are on the road at Pittsburgh. Later this afternoon, Colorado is at Milwaukee. The Dodgers will play at home against San Francisco. Tonight, Philadelphia is at Atlanta. In the American League today, Boston plays the Yankees in New York. That's a 12:05 start. Also this afternoon, Detroit is at Minnesota, while Kansas City opens on the road at Chicago. White Sox have Chris Sale on the mound, while James Shields gets the ball for the Royals today. That's a 3:10 first pitch. Seattle plays at Oakland later on tonight. Also in interleague play today, the LA Angels will be on the road at Cincinnati. Well, Pittsburgh captain Sidney Crosby has a broken jaw, and he's out indefinitely after he was hit in the mouth with a puck in a win against the Islanders on Saturday. The club said on its website that the NHL scoring leader underwent surgery after the game and that there will be an update on his status later in the week. The Penguins have won 15 straight games, and they'll next play Buffalo on Tuesday. Elsewhere in the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Chicago 7-1 over Detroit. Columbus beat Anaheim in overtime 2-1. Los Angeles 3-2 over Dallas. Boston beat Buffalo 2-0, and Philadelphia in overtime 5-4 over Washington. And in golf, D.A. Points fired a bogey-free 6-under-66 to win the Houston Open, his second victory on the PGA Tour. Points finished up with a 16-under total for a one-shot win over Henrik Stenson and Billy Horschel, who also posted 66s. Points kept alive the streak of Americans winning all 14 events on the PGA Tour this year. He also earned a spot in the Masters in 2 weeks, as did Stenson. Play was delayed for 2 hours, 38 minutes late in the round due to inclement weather, but they were able to finish up that tournament yesterday. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.